Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Linza, L-I-N-Z-A, Ogo, O-G-O-E. Linza Ogo is a 26-year-old woman who reports she injured her left wrist at work on 4/14/19. Appeared at that time. She was helping a resident get ready for bed, and he squeezed her wrist tightly. Appeared when he let it go, it hurt. Appeared her wrist or upper extremity was not twisted or struck. Appeared she did go to a Lincare emergency room the same day. Appeared she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did accept injections, but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Appeared she has completed a course of active treatment. Appeared there's that sex is normal. New paragraph. As per the records provided, she filed a claim petition alleging a resident grabbed her left wrist on 4/14/19, causing permanent injuries to it. Appeared she did receive an order approving settlement on 3/12/21 in the amount of 7.5% of the left hand. Appeared this is for the orthopedic residuals of sprain and strain, injury to the left TFCC, with residuals of chronic left wrist pain, common loss of range of motion of the left wrist, and loss of hand grip in the left hand. Appeared he later reopened his claim and supplied answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. She conveyed that she worked for a total of 8 days during a 2-week period as a certified nursing assistant in November 2021 by All American Healthcare Services. Period. She was unable to continue that employment as she was having difficulty with turning patients, lifting patients, and assisting them to the bathroom as a result of her left hand and wrist condition. Period. She claimed this was getting worse as far as pain. Period. She then scratched that new paragraph on 4/15/19. She underwent x-rays of the left wrist at AtlantiCare emergency room. Period. These were read as unremarkable. Period. On 4/23/19, she was seen by nurse practitioner Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F. Appears she stated she was helping a resident get ready for bed and he twisted her left wrist. Period. She was wearing a wrist splint and her x-rays were negative. Period. She was diagnosed with a left wrist sprain for which she was to continue in splint with a splint and restricted duty. Period. She returned on 5/7/19 and had just started physical therapy and was not getting any better. Period. New paragraph on 5/16/19. Ms. Ogo was seen by hand specialist Dr. Marzyk, M-A-R-C-Z-Y-K, period. By then she had 3 therapy visits with no improvement, period. She was right-handed dominant, period. His diagnostic impression was left wrist pain, for which he recommended a Medrol dose pack and modified duty, period. She did undergo a left wrist MRI on 5/21/19. It was suggestive of a low-grade grade 1 (?) sprain of the peripheral triangular fibrocartilage complex. Period. Dr. Marzyk reviewed his results with her on 5/23/19, explaining it showed a strain of the TFCC but no tear, bony injury, and was otherwise an unremarkable study. Period. Upon exam, she was able to make a full fist and had very long prosthetic nails. Period. There was diffuse tenderness dorsally, palmarly, and was not localized. Period. She had negative canals over the carpal tunnel, cubital tunnel, and Guyon's canal. Period. expressed she was demonstrating some symptom magnification. Brady recommended restarting therapy and opined no surgical intervention was warranted. Period. He was very emphatic that the individual needs to start moving the wrist and using it and try not to be too protective of it. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Bogo followed up on 6/10/19. Complaining of global left wrist pain, common numbness and tingling throughout her hand. Common severe pain constantly, although she's laughing and giggling in the office today with her sister who accompanies her and drove her today. Period once again. She had diffuse tenderness around her wrist and hand that was non-localizing with negative tenel signs. Paired with encouragement, she can get her fingers down to a full fist. Paired, she complained of dysesthesias for which she recommended electrodiagnostic testing due to concern about mild complex regional pain syndrome. Paired, new paragraph, she underwent an EMG by Dr. Skinner on 6/24/19. This was a normal EMG and nerve conduction study of the left upper extremity. Period. Ongoing care was rendered by Dr. Marzik. Period. On 6/27/19, his diagnostic impression was left wrist pain with non-diagnostic MRI and normal nerve test. Period. He recommended she go back to normal work. Period. She again had issues with symptom activation. Period, he did not think she needed any further therapy, but just the use of her hand in normal activities is appropriate. Period. If symptoms worsen over time, then she could be referred to a pain management physician. Period. She did undergo occupational therapy on the dates described in May and June of 2019. Period. New paragraph on 10/30/19, she had a permanency evaluation by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A. Period. She had another evaluation by Dr. McClure on 12/29/20. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and offered 1% permanent partial disability referable to the left hand. Period. Paragraph, the petitioner returned to Dr. Marzik on 7/14/22. Period. Since being evaluated, she had another child and was having increasing left wrist pain. Period, she tried to go back to work one day per week, but was unable to do so because of her subjective complaints of left wrist pain. Period, she denied any new injury and was not taking any medications. Period, she denied any symptoms on the right side. Period. He again performed an evaluation as well as x-rays of the wrist that revealed no evidence of acute bony abnormality. Period, he gave a diagnosis of persistent left wrist pain, which he recommended a trial of splinting and over-the-counter anti-inflammatories. Period, she was also prescribed a Imidazole dose pack. Period. New paragraph, an updated MRI was done on 8/30/22 to be inserted. Period. She had a left wrist arthrogram done that same day to be inserted. Period. She continued to see Dr. Marzik, who noted on these results on 9/15/22. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the left wrist. Period. She was going to return in 4 to 5 weeks for re-examination. Period. She did return on 10/13/22. And was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care. Period, she was rarely using a brace. but takes Tylenol 3 to 4 times per week if her symptoms are bad. Perci was not currently working. Perci stated her symptoms were much better. Paired upon exam, she made a full tight fist. Paired wrist extension on the left was about 60 degrees compared to 70 degrees on the right. Paired flexion on the left is about 60 degrees compared to 70 degrees on the right. Perci has good radial and ulnar deviation with no snuff box or scapholunate tenderness. Paired, there was minimal tenderness over the ulnar carpal joint, but no swelling or erythema. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she refused allowing the medical assistant to check her pulse rate on the left wrist. Period. She also complained about 2 months ago she had a back injury and just finished therapy. Period, she had a negative MRI. Period, she had persistent back complaints. Period. Extremities upper. Manual muscle testing yielded breakaway weakness and left hand grasp and pinch grip. Common ratchet-like weakness at 4/5 for wrist flexion and extension. And elbow flexion. Period. Elbow extension was 4+/5 with shoulder abduction 5-/5 strength. Period. Manual muscle testing was otherwise 5/5. There are the remaining aspects of the upper extremities. Period. She had superficial tenderness about the left wrist along its dorsal aspect as well as its radial and ulnar aspects. Period. That she was also superficially tender at the fifth metacarpal. Period. There was non-reproducible tenderness palpation on the dorsal aspect of the left thumb. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows. Phalanx and Finkelstein's maneuvers on the left elicited tenderness throughout the entire wrist, but no paresthesias. Period. These and other provocative maneuvers of the upper extremities were negative to be inserted here. Period. She at first demonstrated volitionally decreased fine motor skills on the left while attempting to touch her thumb to the remaining fingertips. Period. However, when distracted, this was easily overcome. Period. Opposition of the left thumb was to the fourth metacarpal phalangeal joint. Period. Motion of the thumbs, index, long ring, and pinky fingers was otherwise full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness triggering or locking. But she was wearing a ring on her left ring finger. Period. And the rest of that is normal. With dynamometry, she generated 0 pounds of strength, indicative of markedly limited volitional behavior. Period. Spine cervical. She held her trapezius muscles while demonstrating range of motion in all spheres. Period. Extension was 25 degrees, common rotation right, 70 degrees and left to 60 degrees. Period. Flexion on bilateral side bend accomplished fully. Period. The rest of this section is normal. Impressions. On 4/14/19, Linda Ogo experienced pain in her left wrist when a resident squeezed it firmly. Period. She was seen the next day at the emergency room where x-rays were negative. Period. She followed up at occupational health and then with hand specialist Dr. Marzik. Period. She had MRI of the left wrist on 5/21/19 that he described as showing a sprain of the TFCC. Period. He performed cortisone injection, splinting, and therapy, but she remained symptomatic. Period. Ultimately, she was discharged from care. Period. However, she returned in 2022 for additional treatment. Period. She had updated x-rays of the left wrist with MRI and arthrogram. Period. In 2019, she had an EMG that was negative also. appeared ultimately, Dr. Marzik thought she had symptom magnification, but her symptoms had resolved to the point where he cleared her to return to work. Grading the paragraph, the current exam found her to nevertheless complain of symptoms in the left wrist and upper extremity, as noted above. Here there were numerous signs of symptom magnification, including the superficial tenders, the palpation, and breakaway weakness, and ratchet-like weakness in the left upper extremity. Appeared, moreover, she demonstrated 0 pounds of resistance during hand dynamometry throughout all 5 settings. Appeared, this is indicative of markedly limited volitional behavior. Period. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. The rest of that section is